Thank you. And once again, welcome to the Good Stuff program here with Mike and Kim Burge on your local radio station, like KPOK 1340 AM in Bowman, North Dakota. Glad to be along with you here, reminding you that since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment if you like. Mike and I like to go in there and just walk around, look at all the different merchandisers, vintage treasures, collectibles, antiques, things that remind you of being a kid. There's things that remember having in your own home. It's just a fun adventure to go look, and it's always fun to come out of the store with something in your hands. So it's Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. You really ought to check them out.
You know, the other day I came up with a few ideas on the differences between men and women, and I thought I'm going to give these to you in small doses because you have to absorb some of these. So this is concerning bathrooms, the differences between men and women. A man has almost probably a maximum of 6 items in their bathroom: a toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving cream, razor, and a bar of Dial soap. Maybe a towel from the Holiday Inn. The average number of items in a typical woman's bathroom is 437. A man would not be able to identify most of these items. As far as groceries go, a woman makes a list of things that she needs and then goes to the store and buys these things. A man waits till the only items left in his fridge are half a lemon and something turning green. Then he goes grocery shopping. He buys everything that looks good. By the time a man reaches the checkout counter, his cart is packed tighter than the Clampett's car on Beverly Hillbillies. Of course, this will not stop him from going to the 10 items or less lane. So, just a few tidbits there on the differences between men and women. And Kim, what did you have to share today?
I've got the credit card song.
The credit card song? I've not heard of that.
Well, let's just, I want to clarify, I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
Okay, this is by Dick Feller. Well, I guess the story must begin that fateful day a way back when. I decided I should have a credit card, so I filled out this application, listed all my recommendations, sent it off in the mail, and in a month or so, the mailman brought me my brand new Charge All card. Better than checks, safer than money, and not near as dirty. Well, it laid around for a couple of days, and finally I thought, what the hey, why not see if this thing will really work? So I went down to my favorite store, picked out 3 or 4 shirts or more, a pair of pants, and a striped tie, and the man came by and said, "Yes, sir, cash or charge?" I said, "Just put it on my credit card. Write that dude up." Ah, convenient. Now I put that card away in a drawer, and I never charged $1 more. Then one day in the mail, I got this bill typed on a card all full of holes that says do not staple, bend, or fold was the astronomical figure of $3,200.42. When? There's been a mistake. So I got on the phone. Hello, hello. I got Mr. Brown and Mr. Black, and when I got the runaround, till finally Mr. Green came on the line. I said, "Sir, this may be hard to take, but your computer's made a mistake. It says I owe more money than I've ever seen." And he said, "People like you make mistakes. Computers do not lie. Send us the bread, PDQ. Well, this had just about done me in, so I grabbed that computer card again. The one with all the holes punched out so nice, and I threw it on the floor and I stomped on it twice. And then I whipped out my pocket knife and punched out a few more holes where there hadn't been holes before, and I bent it double, stapled it across the end, drove my car over it. Stick that up your computer. I sent her back and never heard no more till one day the mailman came to the door. With a special delivery from a Charge All place, inside was a note from Mr. Green. Said, "We ran your card through our machine and it tells us that you overpaid your bill. Enclosed is a check payable to you for $9,000. We appreciate your business." Well, I got back on the phone again, called Mr. Green, and he was in. And I said, "I think there's something you should know." Then I told him what the computer had done. And I said, "Just remember, you're the one that told me computers do not lie."
All right. Thanks for sharing. I think we've all gone through that at one time or other. That again was the credit card song on the Good Stuff.